I think there are the passages of Scripture that appear to be very deterministic, you know, that God has a will, and he is going to accomplish that will. And in the Calvinist tradition, it's often reflected in the word ordained. God has ordained all things. And certainly we have many passages of Scripture, such as Ephesians 1, that talk about the plan, verse 11, the plan that God has for from eternity past, and that he has predestined us. He has this plan, and we're going to live it out. And that's a marvelous thing. And then some people look at that, and they become sort of fatalistic, and they go, well, okay, I mean, God is good, and he's got this plan, and it's all going to happen the way he has determined. And if that was the only passage of Scripture we had, sure enough, that's, you know, what we would say. But it's bigger than that, because at the same time that God has determined and predestined and elected, he calls upon people to exercise their choice to believe and to do and to obey. And simultaneously, we have this, it's predetermined, ordained, God is sovereign, nothing's outside of his control, yet simultaneously, while the will of God will be accomplished in another sense, people routinely oppose the will of God and violate the will of God. Mm-hmm. And so I think to me it's just, it is perplexing in one sense. However, I think that we just need to firmly commit ourselves to saying, if we could wrap our minds around this whole thing, is that what we really want? I mean, would we want a God who is so small that we can wrap our minds around him? Well, if we can understand in our finite brains all the truths that are understood by the infinite God, then that would be a contradiction in terms. We would have to be infinite to do that. And we don't want to reduce God to our finite level. We need to trust that in his mind, what doesn't make sense to us does make sense to him.